with Jamal Lewis here. All right, Jamal, so tell me about PhenoFlex and your involvement with PhenoFlex.
Well, PhenoFlex basically sponsored me. I'm a retired athlete, but at the same time, just going to market after more sports performance athletes or whatever in that area, because I was a big guy on supplements when I was playing. So this company basically has some great products, some safe products, and it's very clean. So, and I trust these guys, and the owners are some old Georgia Bulldog guys. So we have our little feud or whatever between the Tennessee and the Georgia rivalry. But it's just a good products, a good company, growing company. And I like to go out of these events, you know, and kind of keep you relevant as well, because you get to mingle with all your fans and everything else.
You said clean and safe, and in all sports, NBA, NFL, NHL, it's so important to watch what you take and all that. So is this something where you know some current players and you're preaching to them, hey, the stuff that I'm with, this you can take this and not worry about it?
Oh yeah, because you get a lot of scrutiny with supplements and just everything going on in the NFL with HGH and all this type of stuff. So basically, you know, being able to get with a company that they provide for the bodybuilding world, which is a different element, and they provide for the sports world, which is different. So therefore, these products have to be safe and effective, you know, so these guys can go out there and compete and know that they're competing safely and they're not, you know, crossing any lines. So that's kind of where it's at, and what I wanted to do was kind of expose more athletes to supplements so they can stay healthy and be able to go out and perform at a high level every week, week in and week out. So being able to have good products, good clean products that are safe, that's a plus for an athlete.
How important too is it once you retire to maintain a training regimen and get the, you know, these type of products and supplements in your system to stay in good shape, and with all the hits and the bumps and bruises over the years that you've taken?
Definitely. You know, just even with like the branched chain amino acid product that we have, it's good to help muscle recovery and everything. So I still get in the gym a little bit, even though I had the concussion issues or whatever. They even have a product, a mood enhancer called PX White that I take, that basically, you know, it really eliminates a lot of my symptoms that I have.
Wow.
Because when I go into meetings and I go to talk to people, instead of me forgetting and, you know, forgetting what I'm saying and things of that nature, I'm able to roll and keep going and not sound crazy when I'm talking to people. So that was one of the biggest things that I saw, because I needed that product, because I do a lot of speaking and stuff like that. So basically, you know, that end of it, it basically helps from a former athlete that's retired if you do have concussion symptoms. And at the same time, being able to go out and work out, not as hard as you did when you was playing, but even just maintaining good cardio and just staying active and being motivated, you know, by having supplements, or, you know, being able to motivate yourself to get in the gym is only going to make you a better former player. And it just makes you just a complete, you know, you're not an athlete anymore, but it still puts you in that frame of mind.
For you, thinking back to your days with the Cleveland Browns, give me some of your memories of playing for the Cleveland Browns.
What I remember most about the Cleveland Browns were the fans. The fans were just fantastic, because basically when I played against them in Baltimore, I had a lot of the boos, you know, but then when I came over, you had a lot of the screams and the yells and everything else that were in the positive light. So mainly what I remember most about Cleveland and playing for Cleveland was the fans and how they supported us, you know, no matter how bad we did or how well we did, they was always there to support us, and that's what you need as far as an atmosphere for an NFL team.
All right, take me through that day, though, when you tore them up, when you toasted them, when you ran to history in the NFL.
It was just a great day. It was one of those Michael Jordan, you know, days where you just in a zone and just everything is happening right, you know. Not to discredit them, but at the same time, we was just clicking on all cylinders at that time as an offense. But they were struggling a little bit on defense and trying to find a place. It was like the second game of the season. So we was able to go in and get an edge up on them. But that was just one of those days that every game after that of my career, I always chased and remembered that moment. So it's a gift and a curse.
All right, let me ask you this, because I've seen so many guys come close to 300 in the NFL, but nobody's ever gotten to 300 or above. It seems like you get taken out or it's a blowout. Well, why is it that that 300-yard mark seems to be elusive to whatever running back comes close?
Well, I would have got it if it wasn't for a penalty, but at the same time, it's just hard to hit that mark. You know, even to get a 200-yard game, you know, that's hard. But to go over that 200, by the time, if you got over 200 yards, pretty much that game should be done with. So, you know, a lot of times you don't want to run your running back ragged, you know, back there in the backfield, you know, in a game that really has already been put away. So that's kind of probably why that hurdle hasn't been passed. But as long as Adrian Peterson is still playing, that day could happen.
I was going to ask you, who do you admire now? Who are the guys you enjoy watching now playing the position of running back?
Well, Adrian Peterson is a given. He's a given. But Marshawn Lynch, Murray down in Dallas, those guys are really some good backs. They've proven, they've shown themselves. They know how to attack the line of scrimmage. They know how to attack their opponent, and they know how to run the football. One of the other guys that I don't discount is Mark Ingram. I seen what he did last year in with the Saints, coming back off of injury, things that's happened or whatever, but he's ready to answer the bell, and I see a lot of light in him just with his burst, you know, his speed and everything else. And he also brings the physicality component to it. So I'm really looking for him to really have a big year next year.
All right, what about the Browns, though? I'm sure you still follow, having played for them, and since they've come back in 99, they've been to the playoffs once, only two winning seasons, fired their entire front office, brought another new head coach in. What's it going to take for them to finally get a turnaround and move it in the right direction, like the Ravens have been and the Steelers have been with consistency?
Well, I think they got to get that front office. They got to get a good foundation in that front office. Once you get a good foundation in that front office, then you can start building everything else around that. But I think they've been having some kind of difficulties and confusion with who needs to be in that place to take Jimmy Haslam in the direction that he wants to go. Jimmy Haslam is a great owner. He's a great businessman. He actually built Pilot Fuel off of the game maximums from the University of Tennessee. So he knows what it's about with team and how you need to play together and what it takes. So really, I think it just takes him to be in there for a little while, and put the pieces of the puzzle in the organization that can help build everything else, you know? So I think, you know, the coach issue, I think that's done with. I didn't think Chizinski was the right person for that job anyway, and I was right. So I think that, you know, the new guy,
Mike Patton,
he is, I think he come from a good pedigree of the Ravens and guys like Rex Ryan, you know, and being with the Bills, you know, he got a good solid foundation around him and a structure. So I think he can really go in and take that into that team to instill some good work ethic and teach those guys how to go win. So I think it's going to happen. It's going to turn around. It just takes time, and everybody have to really wait on that. You can't, with the old owner out, learner out,
right,
I think you have to give it some time to let Jimmy Haslam do what he needs to do as far as structuring this thing the way it needs to be done.
All right, what about at Tennessee? Last thing I know, once a Vol, always a Vol, SEC proud and everything. They've kind of been like the Browns recently, maybe even worse. So what's it going to take for Tennessee to get a turnaround?
Well, I think the biggest thing to turn that team around is recruiting. And what they've done this last year, what Butch did with recruiting, it put us in a top class, you know, as far as recruiting for 2014. They got some good guys already lined up for 2015. So really what Tennessee was lacking was recruiting. So now that they got that back in action, they got a good coach that's a great leader. He knows how to instill the right things in these kids to go out and win. So I think that last year really helped to kind of evaluate and see really where they were, to make sure they go out and get the right players that can fit Butch's system so they can go out and win games. And I think the best is yet to come from the Tennessee Volunteers.
Jamal Lewis, we appreciate the time. PhenaFlex, people can check it out online, I'm guessing,
right? PhenaFlex.com, yep.
You look great. We appreciate you taking the time again this year. Hope to see you again next year.
Absolutely. Thanks for talking.